Hello everybody, I'm your host Noel Huda, and today we're going to talk with my colleagues Sukaina, Ikram and Walid about English in Bashar.
We all know that English became a global language. Bashar is following the train of learning, practicing and studying English language, and the level is truly getting better thanks to the students and teachers' efforts, without forgetting the US Embassy programs such as the Access Program and AYLP.
Each one of us has his or her own dreams, and one of my dreams was learning English. With the Access Program, it became true. When they told me about it, I thought that it's like any other program. In the beginning, I was shy and afraid of talking and expressing myself. Then day after day, with my family's support, the program changed my life from the worst to the better. I could develop my leadership skill and my self-confidence. The program gave me new real family, and it gave me hope to continue and never give up.
I agree. Since I joined this program, my life changed forever. I met real friends for a lifetime that I will never forget. I learned about self-confidence, trust, the pain and depression. I learned also about how to stay strong and fight and never give up. The first time I stand on the stage, I couldn't feel my legs or hear anyone. All I heard was my heart beating. By the time, and of course with the help of my mates and our acting teacher, it started being normal for me. It was my first time being a guest in a celebrity's show, comedy actor and a real leader who wants to change the world to a peaceful planet where humanity and love exist, and singing for Sukaina. That day was the best day of my life that I will never forget.
Wow, Access Program seems to be an incredible experience, and there is also another program that is called AYLP, which has changed teenagers' dreams, and Sukaina lived this experience. So what were the challenges faced by this young lady before sending her application?
The application of the AYLP program was my first challenge because I've never had the chance to write an essay and speak about my life and personality. So I hesitated before even writing a word on my application, but I found a friend of mine who supported me and told me to just give it a try. And the second challenge was that after writing my essay and editing it in one night, because I didn't know about the program only 2 days before its deadline. So I slept at 4 a.m., then I sent the application.
Well, if there is a will, there is a way. But I'm wondering, how was Sukaina's reaction when she received the great news?
I waited for an answer for about a month and a half, with feelings stressful and really excited at the same time. The big day came when I received a call from the US Embassy.
Hello, is this Panamara's name Sukaina?
Yes.
I'm calling you from the United States Embassy Algiers. I want to inform you that you have been selected for the semifinals of the AYLP program. Congratulations, you will have your interview on the next Monday at 1:30 in the United States Embassy Algiers, LBR.
Oh my God, I can't believe that. Thank you so much. I didn't believe what I heard, so I started crying and screaming, and directly I told my mom and dad. And I had to wait again after the interview in the embassy for the second call, which means welcome to the USA. All of that looks great, but my family wasn't feeling okay because logically they wanted to have their vacation too. So they waited and waited, but they left me in Ramadan at one of my father's friends in Algiers. But I was happy because they accepted sending me alone. I felt lonely sometimes and sad, but at the same time excited a lot for the great summer vacation that was waiting for me. A month with strangers in a city that I had no idea about. Those were my challenges before going to the United States.
Sukaina was only 16 when she put her feet on the American continent.
On the 6th of August, our plane to the USA was waiting. Germany was our first destination, then Newark, then San Francisco, then Nevada, Reno. A really, really long trip that took 32 hours, in which I was the luckiest because I could sleep in the plane while most of the other AYLPers couldn't.
Sukaina learned a lot in the US.
Being in Reno taught me how to work in teams and how to speak English all day long, where people don't understand any word of my mother tongue language. Also, a great cultural exchange took place in every day during my 22 days journey. So, I took home a really rich and worthful baggage of leadership skills, since we did a lot of workshops and had a lot of fun, where I really appreciated the beauty of the Lake Tahoe, in which we learned about environmental things and knew in the games we had in the forest that we could support, trust, lose and win, but still great Algerian youth leaders. Also, I learned a lot of things such as being kind and helpful changes a lot in others' behaviors with us. So our attitude is the one which makes the difference. So respect was my 2015 summer's title, respecting myself, others, and nature.
This is Noor Huda,
Walid,
Sukaina,
Ikra,
from IYV Bishar.